Killer Cuts, sick fucking artists in a sick lineup, hype crowd. That's what I've been told. Like, my mate John First came last year and played, like, and he said that the crowd were absolutely fucking hype, and like loving it. So yeah, that's what I'm here for, is like the hype, basically. Yeah, the fucking hype.
The community scratch games, just that alone, is a phenomenal thing. I think it's hilarious. I love it. I mean, the fact that they give a bag of meat to the winner at the end, and they all come back here and cook breakfast, you know, with sausages and pork chops. That's brilliant, you know? It's like, because, you know, I'm a judge on the DMC battles in the States a lot, and it's very serious, you know, it's okay. Oh, it's like, okay, got it. It's exactly 6 minutes or whatever it is. And here they're like, just, you know, it's just this crazy thing. And then sort of, you know, the championship, it's sort of like making, it's sort of not making fun of it, but just having fun with it and make, bringing it back to what it's all about. Just a good time.
It's like we create a world for 48 hours. As long as that's there, there will be scratching involved in my life. It's the biggest motivator. If you're not there yet, it's hard to understand maybe why it's so significant. But what we do is so marginalized. And it's, and they make you feel like you're playing Croke Park.
You know, and yeah. Like, it's just community, crew, the whole thing, man. It's right here. It's in this room. It's community scratch games, man. Like, it's unreal, man. It's unreal.
I started checking out the videos when I lived up in Edinburgh quite a few years ago. Seeing the footage from those gigs, it was just like, there's no scratch gigs like that. Yeah, like the whole CSG thing, man, it's like a massive, massive inspiration, basically. All these guys' cuts are just insane. As soon as you walk through the door, and everyone's just super, super friendly, super welcoming. Real, real good vibe here, man.
It doesn't have to exist as a justified scene or anything. It just is what it is. We're doing what we're doing. We don't really give a fuck, but as far as the community scratch thing is concerned, I think we've got a strong thing together compared to what scratching is doing in the commercial sort of battle scene. We have been making music and putting out music and releasing music and doing gigs and having fun. So basically, yeah, that's it. We're just doing our thing.
You know, you have to have something that's not so negative, I suppose. You know, something that's a bit more fun and a way to show each other what we've been doing. Without it being beef or I'm better than you or look at this new technique and now everybody's going to copy this technique for next year and do what they can do with it, which is good in one sense, but it's not great to get people who aren't that competitive to get them moving on, you know?
Yeah. Like,
to just, you know, it just wasn't there. It was just ugly to, for me, it just seemed ugly, that kind of thing, you know?
You can see the ripples of stuff happening, you know, so we could take the journey ourselves, or we can just keep doing what we do and see others inspired by what we do, and that's kind of just as powerful an opportunity to have. Sometimes it's good to just build on what you have rather than, you know, take the momentum elsewhere. So yeah, we can go anywhere really with it, but the interesting side is being able to watch where other people go, what other people take from it, where they go with it, and then that re-inspires back into what we do. So
the Community Scratch Games, Galway's annual tribal gathering of scratch artists, musicians, friends, fanatics and headbangers, has gone from strength to strength over its 9-year history. In 2015, the event was yet another blinding success, with an international, national and local lineup that boasts some of the world's greatest scratch talent. The Scratch Games began in Galway in 2007, formed by Ireland's original turntable group Vince McMahon. The event remains true to its founding principles of putting an emphasis on creating space to collaborate with other musicians while also exploring individual styles and technique within scratch music. The Galway crowds meet the artists in a raucous melting pot, and it is this essential mashup that defines the Scratch Games. In a word, it's called hype. Whether you are new to the games or scratch music, or if you are an originator of this festival, the hype is the same for everyone involved. We're about to hear from some of the originators of the Community Scratch Games. We'll hear from festival founders Deviant and Naive Ted, Danny Depo and Jimmy the Hideous Penguin. From Brighton, we'll hear from DJ Manipulate. From New Jersey, we'll hear from Billy Jam of the wonderful WFMU radio show Put the Needle on the Record. And we'll also hear from the UK's Cut and Paste Records crew. We're going to hear some tracks from lots of scratchers, producers and visitors to Galway for the games, and we'll hear some exclusive audio from the after-hours scratch sessions recorded in a secret Galway studio location. It's 2015 in Galway, and this is the Spin Alt Community Scratch Games Special.
When I first came to Ireland in 2007, we'd formed Vince McMahon as a scratch group. Vince McMahon was, you know, well, is, it was a very powerful oven scratch act, not that anyone might notice or whatever, but it's like when I first sort of went to their house and they were all living together, the inspiration I got was phenomenal. And I've loved scratching and I've done it for years or whatever, but then I came across to Ireland and the feeling that these guys don't know this because they were just doing it. I can say this from an outsider's point of view. The buzz I got from these guys was like so strong. The inspiration was so powerful. And Jimmy, who's just wandering around looking casual in his kitchen here, the music he was making, he'd already made like two or three albums of scratch music, just using samples of pianos and other music and everything. They were the strongest things I've heard since, I don't know, the stuff that inspired me before that was the obvious stuff, like the Ned Hodding stuff and the Scratch Pickle stuff and everything. And then coming to Ireland, feeding off the positive buzz that these lads can give off, it honestly, it blew me away. Like I was genuinely blown away. And then hearing sort of Jimmy's albums and Andy's stuff he was making, it was like a totally different approach to the thing I was already into. And then I went back to England after it. Literally, I was just blown away. I had to tell all my other friends that were into scratching and stuff. But basically, the Vince McMahon thing that these lads did was very, very strong, and there's a powerful thing in scratch music. Who recognises that? I don't know, but I don't know. It's crazy. That it's quite bizarre that Galway in Ireland seems to be a hub of contemporary, modern, electronic and turntable-based music around the world. It's crazy. There's nowhere else that's got the buzz like this.
Please stay tuned for our friend Billy Jam.
Anybody that, you know, is into hip hop knows that hip hop is a reflection of the street and a reflection of yourself.
Yo, peace is homeboy Sam, man, representing at all times with my brother Billy Jam.
Yeah.
And we putting the needle on the record. Y'all need to put the needle on the record and let it play. WFMU, we are for you. Fam, aight? Fam.
1212. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Online, WFMU.org, Rockland County 91.9 FM. Shout out going out to everybody in Galway, Ireland. Upcoming community scratch games, that was kind of the primer. Also in the mix, DJ Luke Skywalker.
Coming at you from the west coast of Ireland, my name is Ray Wingnut of Wingnut Records, and I'm here with my homeboy,
Paul DC, Bell Button Canada Record Store, Galway.
And you are listening to Don't Give a Damn, Billy Jam, on the mighty WFMU. Paul, tell us about Billy Jam.
He arrived at our door with a box, opened the box, plugged it into the wall, ran a gig, yeah, we're forever thankful.
And shoutouts to the community scratch crew, Billy's always bigging them up. And Billy came through Galway a couple of weeks ago, and he recorded a session with the OG of the community scratch crew, DJ Jimmy Penguin. He was cutting it up, and on the microphone, Sebi C. Check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out.
And like, even when you think back, like you were saying about, oh, back in 2008, like just the fact that it's sort of, you can see it kind of growing, you know, and how it has over the years and like over the recent years. But I do think that Vince McMahon crew, to me, are just like amazing, you know, these four great artists. And then of them, the way, you know, each of them have done their own thing. But in particular, like Jimmy Penguin, you know, doing the label, doing a million different things, the community scratch games, just that alone is a phenomenal thing. I think it's hilarious. I love it. I mean, the fact that they give a bag of meat to the winner at the end and they all come back here and cook breakfast, you know, with sausages and pork chops. That's brilliant, you know? It's like, because, you know, I'm a judge on the DMC battles in the States a lot, and it's very serious, you know, it's okay. Oh, it's like, okay, got it. it's exactly 6 minutes or whatever it is. And here they're like, just, you know, it's just this crazy thing. And then sort of, you know, the championship, it's sort of like making, it's sort of not making fun of it, but just having fun with it and bringing it back to what it's all about, just a good time. And so I think it's brilliant. And I, and the way it is, you know, organized, but also too, then with Deviant, I just think Andy is brilliant. I just, you know, his music, I just think some of the things that he does are incredible. You know, he'll get some old records and just sort of take those and build on them and just create something that is just great. And I just think that a lot of this music, it's happening and unfolding so fast around everyone's, you know, lives and ears that you can't really take it all in. And I think sometimes you have to be like 20 years down the road and people go, oh my God, that was like such an important label and these guys were doing this and this, and then they'll appreciate it, because it doesn't always come down to sort of terms of money. And that's how people unfortunately tend to judge things and go, oh, well, this guy had our views on YouTube or whatever it'll be, like how many units you sell or if you get played on a certain station. But some of the things that are the best that no one really notices, you know, at the time, but they're really good. And if you just open your ears, you will hear how good they are. But in time, people will, you know, like these great rock bands that people go, oh my God, they're so good, you know. But at the time, like Velvet Underground, no one really gave a shit about them when they came out. But afterwards, like, oh yeah, they're so important. But it's like, they're only like, yeah, you know that now because you've been told that a million times. And maybe if it is true, but go find what's really good now and happening, you know, and it's happening around Ireland, you know, with these different people.
Scratch is as much a part of my identity as being from Kerry is, or living in Galway for 10 years, or it's been a constant in my life as well for 10 years. And again, it's why I have my art the way it is. It's like there's something on every song I make that's directly influenced by the lads involved, either through like a kind of direct inspiration, or else I might otherwise sort of discard that. I go, oh, the lads love this, or artists will play well at Scratch Games. And again, like, it's given me the confidence over the years as well, because I've seen what happens in that place. I've done shows in there that, like, some of the best times of my life. I've been in that pub a lot. It's my mate's pub. It's like we create a world for 48 hours. As long as that's there, there will be scratching involved in my life. Like, you know, and I'd like to think that even if it wasn't there, we'd still be doing it. But it's the biggest motivator, to be honest. And like, that might sound silly again for what, fuck, 2 days at the pub in Galway. Like, if you're not there, yeah, it's hard to understand maybe why it's so significant. But what we do is so marginalised, and they make you feel like you're playing Croke Park.
People from the UK, people from Scandinavia, people from Cork, people from Milltown, Malbay, all over the place, coming here to get down to some serious scratch and hip hop, all right? Here's the plan. My man Hernan Crespo up here. DJ Chili is going kicking things off very soon. Danny Depo from County Loughgorman is going to take it up. Boy Wonder, Dejaculate from Dublin is on then. Russ and Gano are going to storm the place and mash the place up. Noid the Droid, what's going to happen with Noid the Droid, who knows? The Community Scratch Games Battle Royale takes place at 9:15. Everybody gets stuck in.
So yeah, we can go anywhere really with it, but the interesting side is being able to watch where other people go, what other people take from it, and where they go with it, and then that re-inspires back into what we do. So
yeah, so five, 6 years ago, I bought a turntable and a mixer, man, and I sat in my kitchen and I started to scratch and I turned the internet on. And after a year of doing that, I said, man, I got a stupid idea. I'm going to take this on street corners with a car battery. And I'm just going to do it because you're not supposed to. Yeah. And that Scratch Mobile was born at that moment. And, you know, man, I don't play out of clubs, man. Soldier. I don't even DJ, man. I sit around, man, and I scratch a lot, you know? And these days I try to get involved. But the point being is I can't speak of a scene anywhere. I can speak of Montreal because I got deeply involved in the community out there. And Montreal, I compare Galway to it a lot, you know? It's a lot of similarities between the two cities, you know? Like, it's right on in Montreal, man. It's a real good spot, man. Lots of artistic stuff happening.
Scratching, like I always say, it's a solo sport. Like, you can't, like, you're in your bedroom kind of doing it by yourself kind of thing. Like, you meet up with mates if you're lucky kind of thing. Because, again, it's something not everyone's into. But, yeah, Super Scratch Sunday, little place that everyone could link. I got heavily involved in it. Cy got involved. There's some other dudes that own studios that are involved in it.
Yeah, we started moving it around more rather than just doing it in London. And it was, like, started moving it around to different places. We did one. We do them in Rye a lot because these guys got an amazing little scratch studio down there.
Yeah,
we did one in Bristol.
Rye, Bristol, like, Whitstable, Luton. We're trying to do one up in Manchester because there's the dudes up there that really want to link and get a community thing going there, and they really need like a space that they can all link up. There's tons of them. And there Bristol as well.
Because like that's when like we got Jimmy to play. And he did like this sort of showcase. And it was just like pub rather than being in a sort of more private, like a studio or someone's place. It was like he was showing it off in front and people were just nodding their heads. There's like, oh, there's a video of it. People are just like absolutely loving it.
Hello, hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. Created equal. Not all men are created equal.
Of course, like part of all that is, and I think what builds all this atmosphere and camaraderie between artists and stuff like that is where we are here at the moment and what would have gone on, let's say, on the Wednesday, Thursday and Friday leading up to the weekend. Can you describe where we are here now at the moment and what went on here? Pull back the curtain a little bit on what went on before the Scratch Games.
Curtain being pulled back, we're in the Scrungeon, the Fight Lab, the Scratch Dungeon, the it's been called so many different things over the last year since its conception, and basically, yeah, it's our CSM headquarters for the Easter weekend where everyone gets together, and like I say, it's not something I do in my day-to-day, but once a year, this place gets turned into the epicenter of Scratch music of Europe. Basically, everyone that's anyone is around, and we get together and everyone does their bit and we just inspire each other. Like, because again, it only happens once a year. We have this opportunity for everyone to get together in one place in this atmosphere. So yeah, it's like a little brain we all get inside once a year and just kind of share ideas and then leave hopefully inspired, you know.
I think we're confident and assertive enough to believe what we're doing is good and that people can get into it and it's a positive thing. Mr. Funkin' Man. It's fun. It's good. It makes people smile and it's a good laugh. That's always going to be a good thing to do in the community. Fuck it. I personally want to make friends. I want to go to the pub and have a laugh. If I can do that, scratch and do my weird stuff I'm into, and people like it, I'm obviously I'm going to well into it.